Chapter 1. Miranda was on a video chat with her contact at the agency, Scott. He'd been explaining some changes as to how the agency wanted her to do things in the future, such as an updated way to log in cases and keep track of the paranormal residents in Littlefeather, of which there were a lot. She wasn't entirely pleased with the idea and had been rather verbal about letting him know how she felt. It seemed like she'd just gotten confident with the current system, and now they were changing things again. Miranda, I promise that all of this is designed to make your job easier, he said. As Miranda stared at him on her computer screen, she couldn't help but think he looked more like a geeky dad who would embarrass his kid by picking them up from school, rather than a member of a secret undercover agency, which policed paranormal creatures. She gave him a look that said she didn't entirely believe him. It might seem like a lot of work at first, but with time you'll see that it gets easier, he said. I'll take your word for it, she grumbled as she looked over the updates to the logging system. The entire look and feel of it had changed, although she had to admit it did look better. Still, she felt like complaining about it, if for no other reason than to just give Scott a hard time. I'm all for improving technology, but this seems counterintuitive. They'd moved everything around, so now she wasn't entirely sure where each thing was. It was things like that which sometimes made her feel like she worked for some big corporation, rather than a secret underground paranormal policing agency. Give it time, he insisted. His tone sounded as if he was getting slightly exasperated with her. Studies have shown that once a paranormal investigator like you gets used to the system, their time online is drastically reduced. That means less time doing the boring stuff and more time doing what you want to. In my book, that's a win-win situation, even if there are a few speed bumps you have to encounter when you first start using it. His eyes were pleading with her to just accept it and move on. Fat chance. And what do the studies say about our time online while we're learning it? Miranda asked with a raised eyebrow. She pulled the hair tie off her wrist and used it to pull back her long blonde hair into a messy bun. We won't talk about that, he said as he waved his hand in front of the camera. Come on, don't give me such a hard time, Miranda. I'm not the one who's responsible for it. I'm just passing on the information. I have to deal with the changes too, you know. Miranda sighed as she looked over at Hank, the corgi dog her mother had left behind in her care. He was on the other end of the couch, sleeping on his back. His short legs were spread out at all angles, as if he didn't have a care in the world. Sorry, she sighed. I know it's not your fault. Thank you, he said, slowly closing his eyes and bowing his head. Now, we can get to the fun part. He clapped his hands together and rubbed them against each other. Easy there, you're giving off supervillain vibes, Miranda teased. You should have a package from the agency by now, he began. Inside? Whoa, she said, holding up one hand. I already checked my mail, and there weren't any packages. Scott grinned. Go open your front door. When she didn't move and continued to just stare at him, he said, Go on, I'll wait for you. Okay, Miranda said as she set her laptop down on the old scuffed-up coffee table. Hank didn't move as he watched her walk to the front door. When her hand touched the doorknob, he rolled onto his side to see what she was doing. Opening the door, she saw that indeed there was a cardboard box on the welcome mat. There was no name or address anywhere on it. Is it there? She heard Scott call from the computer. Yeah, she called back. One second.